In our liturgy, we are in a season or a time that we call the Easter season, that we began on Easter Sunday. And it goes the 50 days from that Easter Sunday until Pentecost, that we will celebrate two Sundays from now. Next Sunday, we celebrate the Ascension of the Lord, and then we celebrate Pentecost. It is a special time in the church when we first meditate on Jesus' manifestations, his appearance as the risen Lord to his disciples. And then now we can see that also we meditate in especially the Gospels, the text that will prepare us for the coming of the Holy Spirit. How when Jesus finishing his time, his mission here on earth, he went back to heaven, and as he says here, he did not leave us orphans, how he sent his Holy Spirit so that would continue to guide the church. It's interesting, we cannot go back in time and try to understand what went on the mind of the first disciples, the apostles, who lived through all these. How they were scattered all over for fear when Jesus was arrested, when he died on the cross. But how had they convened again, and received the Holy Spirit? And then from a group of fearful people, men and women, how they, with the Holy Spirit's grace, they began to preach, first in Jerusalem, and as we heard in today's first reading, the Acts of the Apostles, and then from Jerusalem, they would go to the nearby, regions of Samaria, and then eventually to the Greek world, to Rome, and the Roman world of that time that was known to them, preaching the good news, the message of Jesus, and how many, first Jewish and then even those non-Jewish, came to believe in the Lord. So it shows the beauty. However, we cannot understand, perhaps fully, how they would react when Jesus, they knew he was alive, he was risen, but then when Jesus says, I have to go back to my Father, my time here, I've done my mission. I've preached the kingdom of God, and I taught a group of people who will continue that mission in the church. And then he says, but don't worry. I will not leave you alone. And it's interesting because we might question ourselves if we have never done so, perhaps once in our lifetime, or we met people, or we'll meet people who will ask us, or will say, where is God? And if you look into scriptures, there are two ways of answering that question. The first would say, well, God is somewhere else, in the heavens. Mostly that's the word that scripture uses, or far away from us. The second answer would be God is with us here. And we find those two, for instance, at the very beginning of the scriptures, the very first words in the book of Genesis, when talks about creation. There are two ways, two narratives, two ways that they present creation. One is when it talks about the 7 days, the first day God creates, the light, and then the water, and then separates, and then the skies, and then every creature that is living. But it's like God is up there and is creating. The second will tell that God created men and women out of clay. So it presents God so close, even molding the clay and then breathing the spirit of life into that. Two ways, God who is out there, God who is close by. And even that, we find, you know, the whole of Old Testament, but even Jesus, he would pray, "Our Father who art in heaven." He would teach his disciples to pray. But at the same time, he would say, "I will not leave you orphans. I will not leave you alone." What he, you know, sometimes is the words that Jesus used, "I am in my Father is in me. If you love me, if I love you," you know, we say, what is he trying to say? Well, one way of seeing that is, Jesus is the one who's bringing God so close to us. In Jesus, he says, if you love me, you know, if you see me, you see my Father. He has said that in another part of the gospel. So if you love me, you keep my commandments, you are loving God, the Father. And the Father will love you because Jesus says he loves us. So the question that we might sometimes ask, where is God? Or why? I know if we're here, it's because we are believers. We trust, we have faith in the Lord. But there will be moments in times or we have faced when we have some challenges or difficult moments in lives of any sort that each one of us could say and perhaps could give a testimony of that moment that we question, why God was not there when I most needed? Could be a moment of suffering, could be illnesses for ourselves or someone close to us in our family, even tragedies that we face. And then we ask, why me? So faithful. And then Jesus says, I will be always with you. I will never leave you alone. So I believe the Word of God is trying to give us that assurance. It is giving that assurance that we do not walk alone. We are not by ourselves. God is always with us, closer to us than we can ever imagine. Of course, it's not something that is magic that say, oh, now everything that is not good will not happen to me. No, we're going to still face challenges. We're going to still face moments of difficulties that we perhaps cannot understand, and we might question many times why this and why that, and we'll not find an answer. But God will be there. And if we keep steadfast in that faith, all will make sense. Will make sense in our lives. The Lord says, whoever loves me, keep my commandments. And God's commandments is not only to memorize those commandments and say, I know them by heart. It's just reminding ourselves of the greatest one, the commandment of love, which cannot be just stay in our memory, what we know. But the love is measuring also what we do. How do we care for those who are close to us or for anyone in our minds, but also in our actions? That will show if we keep or not the commandments. But for now, I think we need to rest assured that God is close to us, that God has never left us, alone, and he walks with us. And even if he is the God who is in heaven, because he's all-powerful, he's also the God of Jesus Christ, who walked our way, who suffered even death, as we heard in the scripture today, even death for the sake of our sins, so that we know that God cares, that God loves. And what he's asking from us, to love in return, not a love of words, but a love of concrete action toward other children of God.